No, it was good. You know, it was pretty much what I expected after a long game, big game like this. Just got to keep building off of it. It was just a different game plan approach, a lot of single coverage, a lot of man-to-man coverage, so was able to just defeat that. We'll see. You know, I figure, you know, a couple of games after breaking it in, I get used to it. Just got to, you know, get back to work. And then after talking to some guys that had the same injury, you know, they just say after a few games, you know, they got back to trusting it. That's the thing. You just got to get back to trusting and, you know, getting full confidence in it, and then you'll be good to go. You know, I just knew I had to shake it off. You know, it was a clutch time in the game situation. You know, I wasn't going to sit out. You know, I knew, you know, I had to come through for my team, and I just contribute the best way possible.
How do you explain the limited practice you realize had this year when you came out today? It seemed like you guys
have been living together. I think, you know, my fourth season now, I kind of know Eli. He kind of knows me. We're just on the same page. Getting single coverage don't come that often for me, so, you know, they matched us up. You know, single coverage a lot, so me and Eli just took advantage of it. It showed our determination. We knew we were capable of doing it as a team. We never doubted ourselves. Not one time did the team get down on themselves. Everybody was always saying, we're going to come back. We got it. We knew we were capable of doing. Coach Coughlin was, you know, spreading the message at halftime saying, you know, it's a new game, you know, coming out the second half, and that's how we approached it. It's just a confidence level that you got to have. Eli's an elite quarterback, you know, one of the top quarterbacks in the game. So it's a confidence level that we have, and know that we can get the job done at any time with Eli back there. Well, you know, the game boss for my grandmother, but you know, coach was just telling me, you know, great effort, you know, great game, you know, continue to build on it and, you know, stuff like that.
Do you feel like a game like this that
would bring like I said, it was a lot of one-on-one coverage. Was able to take advantage of it. You know, I had to dig deep, you know, dig deep and gut it out, you know, through a lot of situations. You know, the O-line did a great job at protecting Eli. Cruz did a great job at doing what he doing up on the opposite side. And, you know, we just was feeding off each other, going out there making plays.
Given that it's a short week, what's going to be your recap schedule between now and the time you got?
We'll discuss that tomorrow with the team trainers.
It seemed like, you know, you were held a lot when you tapped around the city. So what do you have to do to put that aside, given the referees, the
holding,
just what happened
to you? All DBs hold, so, you know, you just got to You just got to fight through it, man. Just keep getting through it. Work your routes. Know what you're capable of doing, man, and just fight through it. You know he's going to grab you at some point in the route, whether it's at the initial contact or either whether it's down the field. You just got to stay strong and fight through it no matter what.
Any thoughts? How worrisome has it been to have a foot injury or a receiver?
Obviously, counting
your feet.
When I'm playing, I really don't think about it, you know, to be honest. You know, I just take the field with the Lord. You know, I pray, say my prayers. My family pray for me, and that's what I take the field with.
I can't forgive my ignorance. When you fell on your ankle, was that the same foot that you hurt?
Yeah, it was the same one.
Did you feel it in the foot at all?
Well, you know, just initial shock for a second. You know, I had to get up and just shake it off. And I feel fine now, so, you know, don't think that'll set me back in.
Any thoughts on returning to Tar Heel State on Thursday?
Can't wait.
A
lot of family, you know. Charlotte's my hometown, so you know, it'll be a lot of family there.
Can you describe being a friend and teammate of Victor's this week, just for what he's been going through?
I know. Prayers been going up to him and his family, you know, all week. You know, as a wide receiver group, we said a lot of prayers for him throughout the week. We know it was an emotional week for him. You know, going through a situation like that got to be tough. But you know, hat goes off to him the way he handled it. You know, I sat and observed how he handled it. You know, he handled it, you know, as tough as you can. You know, still was joyful around the locker room. Something like that can't be easy. And the way he handled that this week, hats definitely go off to him.
Caleb, you just sort of accepted the fact that you might have played through some discomfort in your foot in the season. This may not go away now.
Like I said, you know, once I'm playing the game, I really don't think about it. You know, they do a good job of taking care of me during the week to get me to the games. So when it's game time, I just don't think about it. No, we're always going to think positive. You know, we came away with some points. We knew we had to capitalize on some of the things that we didn't. But, you know, we came away with something, you know, each time just about. So it's just a matter of getting a touchdown now. We was getting there. That's the good thing about it. You know, just feed on the positives. You know, really not surprised. You know, through the course of the game, you would think that the defense coordinator would stick to what he know. You know, stick to his game plan, that the way he approached the game. But, you know, we just thought about it. You know, somebody had to step up. Young guy Ruben Randall stepped in and filled the role a little bit, and Ramses Barton did as well. So, you know, those guys are always ready to compete.
Thank you.